Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining again this week. My name is A. Trey, your host. This is On Point, and we want to say thank you for coming back to be with us one more time. And today we have a bevy of guests. And I want to let everybody else just roll call and introduce yourself. Let everybody hear who you are and say good morning to our audience.
Good morning. I'm Ivory Ice. How's everybody doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Ty Trees from the High Seas. Good morning, listeners.
Okay. Well, we're gonna roll in. First, I want to say thank you, Ivory Ice, with Black Ice Dynasty. Thank you for joining us, especially today. I know you have a busy schedule, and. We're glad to have you join us to sit down today. This week, in our Here and Now segment, is the lost art of respect. Okay, this week we asked the question: what happened to that thing called respect? You know, is it against the law to exercise it now? Is it just lyrics in a song? Is there a bill being brought to Congress to abolish it? Has it become a social faux pas? Does it hold any relevance any longer? It's something that's happening in our society now that actually has just gotten a little bit out of hand. It's like respect is something that's overlooked. It's as if it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't apply. For example. Little kid, real life. This is real, and I want you guys to chime in. Real life, little kid at the store, and there's a bigger story after this. But little kid at the store, he's just chilling in the line with his mother, and all of a sudden, he picks up something. He picks up something. The mother tells him to put it back, and I'm not going to put the store Ross on blast because it's not their fault that this parent can't control their child. The mother tells him to put it back, and he goes, "Oh my God, could you just leave me the fuck alone?"
In that case,
and nobody. The woman is appalled. You see her face, and she says, "You watch your mouth." And the lady looks at the mother and says, "Don't yell at your child." What happened to respect? Somebody, anybody. What?
Hello?
Yes.
Basically, if you look at how society is and how we raise our children nowadays compared to how we raised them when we were growing up, you know, 40, 50 years ago, we were mandated to show our parents respect in our own household day one. Society kind of kicked in and, you know, started saying, "Hey, you know, you can't do your children like this. That's child abuse. This is that. And society picked up on that and said, "We need to protect our children," which then adversely took out the role of respect. Because if you don't respect your parents and the adults in your home that are raising you, you're not going to respect anyone else. And the bigger part of that is because a lot of people have lost respect for themselves. So their self-esteem is low, they're struggling, things are not going well. The respect for themselves are lost, so then they just kind of conform to societal rules versus saying, "You know what, I don't care how you feel about it, but this is what I'm going to do with my child."
I you know what? I see that. I see that. Caller, identify yourself for us, please. Let everybody know you.
Good morning. My name is Desiree Williams in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you kindly.
Good morning.
Would anyone else like to chime in against her about what she said? There's another issue I'd like to address, too, but what the points she made were great. They were fantastic.
Yeah, I have something to say.
Feel free.
Yeah, that's Ty Trees. I just wanted to say that, you know, they say that respect is earned and not given. I kind of think that that is a very overrated statement because, you know, you ever had that older cousin or that any uncle or even grandma or grandpa, maybe mom and dad, that as you were a child treated you kind of like you was subservient to them to the point to where you needed to earn their respect, or it just kind of was hard on you to the point to where eventually you gained respect as you were older teen and maybe a young adult, and then the respect was given. But I just think that, you know, that's a highly overrated
You think that
statement.
Was wrong? You think it was wrong? You think the way our grandparents demanded respect was wrong?
I don't mean to the grandparents. I'm just saying that was kind of highly to a small degree, but more so like your auntie or uncle to that point. You know, they as a kid, they you know, that's why you have adults who see children and treat them like crap because, you know, I had a situation in a past relationship where, you know, as my son was with his stepmom, they looked at it as she looked at it kind of like, no, I don't respect you. You need to earn the respect or, you know, basically, you know, be subservient to where he can be able to gain that respect. But
okay. Hold
just
on. Here's
more than I feel about it.
Let me interject there. And Ivory, your parents did looking at now, do you think it was too much? Did you think they asked too much of you for the amount of respect that you were supposed to show them?
In some cases. And not just in my personal life, but I'm just saying, so that's why you have a high degree of abuse and child abuse, because it's not a respect thing. Because me personally, you don't have to earn my respect. I've just been groomed to the point of respecting you automatically until you disrespect me. Now I'm gonna look at it differently as far as the respect.
Okay,
factor.
But see, here it is. There's respect has a lot of different issues. It has a lot of different covers, a lot of different faces.
True.
That's just one of them. Just one of them. And anyone else with me, feel free to chime in. But
this is James. Good morning.
I feel you on that. Yeah.
Here's and on that, and I'm gonna let that part go. But there's something else.
Trey.
I believe, and it's my opinion. Yes. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is James. I think if I may be bold as to say, I think the issue, part of the issue, is respect is not being taught. It's not about being earned or any of that. I'm not discounting anybody else's other statements. What I'm saying is the parents have stopped teaching respect. So the
Absolutely.
Kids don't know what respect is. So there's the breakdown. That's the disconnect
right.
and the issue.
Yeah,
because if
right.
you never teach your kid what respect, and it's not about, hey, you will respect me. It's not that. It's that,
right.
you know, if you see someone who's older than you or someone who's in a less fortunate position than you, you can do something nice for that. You can hold the door. You can do those little things. You can say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, or at least say yes or no versus that kind of thing. But the thing is I think folks just stop teaching it. And so the kids stop learning it. With that being the case, then it becomes a grander, more systemic issue that we deal with in terms of, well, kid can't respect you because he doesn't know what respect is because his parents weren't teaching. Then you go to school, and the schools are not about teaching respect anymore. They're about, let's just pass this kid on to the next grade so I don't have to deal with him. So even you're losing it in the school system. You're losing it at home. You know
right.
it's not being taught on the job. So it's a grander issue. And like I said, it's not to discount anybody else's perspective, but I think before we can demand respect, we first have to teach it.
No, that's it.
And not only that, but you also have to think about this and on this level of respect. With respect, there is a co-partner, which is love. Because if you have love for others and love for yourself, respect comes with that also. You also learn respect and love. You know, they go hand in hand jointly. And that's exactly what I feel personally. But you just you don't have that love factor there to love somebody enough to do for them and be there for them and help them out. And when you see that they need something, you can't teach somebody something that, one, you don't know, two, you don't care to know, and three, you just don't have for yourself.
I have to agree 100% with that. Go ahead.
Here's something. I'm gonna change it up a little bit, and I wanna bring something else to the forefront. Respect, aside from just family, it's just those figures that we look at that were authoritative to a degree. President of the United States, poll's been taken. He's been the most disrespected president in the history of the United States. But this right here is a whole nother level of things. This gentleman, and I'd use the term loosely, his name is Rodner Figueroa. He worked for Univision. It's kind of like Telemundo. And he had a show, and the show was called El Gordo y la Flaca. He was on this show, and there was a makeup artist, Paolo Ballesteros, who uses all his like high-end makeup and so forth to transform himself into female celebrities. And not that it matters whether or not he's to the left or to the right, but he's straight, and that's his thing. That's his niche. And he's using his products and so forth, and he makes himself in to the first lady. And out of the blue, Rodner, this is recently on the 11th, recently, Rodner goes, pops up, and he goes, well, watch out now. You know Michelle Obama is tall. She looks like one of those cast members from the Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
The cast from the Planet of the Apes. They're all apes. I'm appalled. That's blatant, unrestricted, unquestionable disrespect. His co-host, her name is Lilia Stefan, said, so what are you saying? And the other person was Raul de Molina. I said, Michelle Obama is one of the most attractive women out there, and she's the first lady. And dude stood by his statement. He said, but it's true. When we get to a point to where we can just say and do anything, disrespect those individuals, and like that, that's incredible. I'm appalled.
Well, Trey, go ahead.
Ivory, you know what? Ivory, we haven't heard from you. What, you care to chime in?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening to everybody, just pointing out everything. Well, you know, a lot of people like to be heard. You know what I mean? So they're gonna criticize about a lot of things. That's, you know, and that's where it comes, where disrespect comes into play. Just to be heard and be seen, and you know, people gonna voice their opinions about everything. And
right.
I just think, you know, it just it goes back from your childhood. You know what I mean? And how you being raised, and you know how your parents teach you. You know what I mean? And
okay.
a lot of parents, you know, they're young. There's a lot of kids having kids, so you realize there's not a lot of going to be a lot of respect taught when there's kids having kids.
Watch your background, please. So yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. It does have to do. I think it starts at the home. A lot of the things, the simple things that were important, are now considered passé. And I'm going to make this point, and then we're going to move forward because we're going to move forward from there. The things, our grandparents, this is just my opinion, and if you agree or disagree, feel free. Call us, 347-855-8662. Our grandparents had a way of raising their children, and a lot of the parents the adults at that time followed suit. Well, their children, our parents, decided they didn't like things about the way their parents, our grandparents and great-great-grandparents, did things. So they decided to omit things from how they would raise their children. Their children,
mm-hmm.
now
right.
our children, or the children just before us, they decided they didn't like the way things happened or the way their parents raised them. And now we have us who didn't like things the way our parents did, and we removed some of those things. And now we have our children coming up. And they took on the same mindset. And so after a while, you've pretty much alleviated the idea of what structure could be. That's just my opinion. Moving on, this is it's month of March, and it's the month of March, and we have the man of the hour, and we want to bring them on, introduce them. Man of the hour is our time where we recognize some of our youth and their accomplishments, things that they do, their contributions to the community, and how they're expounding on professionalism. And today we're going to bring with us Prince Smith and Lamont Pounds of Adventurous Minds Productions. Are you with us, gentlemen?
Yes,
yeah,
we are. Good morning.
Great. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
Good morning.
People in the audience, Adventurous Minds is a you know what? I'm going to let them tell you. Tell us about Adventurous Minds.
Hey, guys. So this is Prince. Adventurous Minds is pretty much a production that we produce live action and computer animated stories. And that's what we do. We write stories and pretty much so that everyone can view pretty much positive role models, give something, give people look forward to watch.
Well, that's cool. So that's a big industry. How did you get started?
Well, like the start of everything, it starts with a hobby or a strong desire towards something. And when we was growing up, we always used to draw, and we grew up around a lot of animation, a lot of film.
Okay.
And basically, I think that gave us the desire to, like, making films. So we didn't start until, like, last year, where we actually
okay.
bought the equipment and that gave us the opportunity to actually produce things. So last year is when we started.
Officially.
Oh, cool.
Officially.
Okay. So do you have anything out there that we can direct some of our listeners to so we can, give you props and patron your work?
Yeah, we actually have a YouTube channel. It's at Adventurous Minds. Pretty much you can see our latest work that we have there. We have a couple of shorts coming out right now. We got a couple of live action shorts, and we're working on a cartoon right now. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. That's great. Could you do me a favor? If there's a young man, a young woman right now interested in what you're doing, what would be your antidote? What would you tell them to get started? Doing something positive.
So pretty much what I'll tell them is if this is what you really want to do, then you pretty much got to study everything you watch, pretty much from anything you see, pretty much through cartoons, movies, TV show, and then try your very best to recreate it if you want to be successful at it.
Well, I like that. I like that. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, what I would say the same thing, and I'll just basically be like, well, if this is what you do, just remember, like, those who say they can't and those who say they can, it's like one of my favorite quotes. It's like, they're usually both right, you know what I mean? One of my favorite quotes by Will Smith. So I just believe that you can do it and just go for it, and you'll learn as you go. So it's pretty much
I like that.
It.
I like that. And I know my co-hosts are, we're all behind you, 150%. And we look forward to some of your next projects. And we're going to check you out on YouTube at Adventurous Minds. For those listening, feel free to check it out. Let them see that their work doesn't go unnoticed, and we appreciate you. Well, Prince Lamont, we thank you for your time, your patience, and we appreciate you being here with us on point at On Point. And we hope you guys have a great day, and we hope to have you back soon. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Like, we're super excited to do this, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
No problem. Gentlemen, you have a great day, and thanks for joining us at On Point. Take care. That was great. That was great. We're going to go into our next segment, ladies, gentlemen. Behind closed doors. So, you rate me by my sex again. This week, we're going to continue our examination of how one gets rated by their performance, of either intimate engagements or appearances. Last week, we had a good return, and we had a good return. People decided that they wanted to speak up a little bit about the rating. We left off where James was actually starting a little more into his little dialogue with us. Everybody gets rated. You might, and as a matter of fact, I think, and I saw some of the postings and so forth. Thank you very much. We appreciate your return. I saw some of the postings. They said I never rate. Yeah, right. You do.
Well,
if you ever walk down the street, and you see a female that's not your cup of tea, but you're all of a sudden curiosity takes over your thoughts, you're rating.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be. It doesn't have to be sexual at that moment. I mean, in your mind it could be, but you rated. You rated her. The booty's too big. Too small.
So I got.
I
got a question for everybody. Then, in that case, then, what is your rating system? My rating system will be from gentleman to extra mannish.
Explain that. I don't understand. Make him talk to me like I'm three, because I don't get
my rating system. I'm gentleman, you know, okay, classy, to extra managed, to super freak, you know, behind the closed doors, to
big booty, all of that.
We all got a rating system. That's just me, though, mine. So feel free
mine
to chime in on yours.
Mine is superficial. Mine is aesthetics from the face up. That's real talk. I'm an eye man. I love a sexy set of eyes, almond shape with a little bit of that curvature in the top end. Looks almost Egyptian, mildly Asian, and brown is sexy. Blue is cool. Green is eye. Green eyes scare me. They look like they look through you. That's something I rate on. She could be 6'7", 297 pounds, named Berthusa. But if she has a beautiful set of eyes, I'm cool. That's my rate. Now, if we're talking about the intimacy part, next.
Well, Trey, let me just touch on something. A lot of people say they don't rate, but we rate all the doggone time. I remember being in the military, and with a buddy of mine, we were driving, and there was a young lady walking. And before we passed her coming from behind her as she was walking, we were driving. He said, "She's ugly." I said, "Well, why do you say that?" He says, "Because she's walking." And I thought, wow. And what he elucidated to me was this.
Ouch.
A pretty woman doesn't walk. Somebody picks her up, or she has a car she's provided for. And I thought, that's a horrible thing to say. But think about how often we do rate. Because, I mean, you know, if you look at it from the guy perspective, you have leg men, you have breast men, you have buttons, you have eye men. We have a rating system. We don't think we do. We do. Because you know within the first minute of meeting someone whether or not they're that person.
whether you want to wake up next to that person or not. You have a rating system, even if it's subconscious. Because you may say, hey, look, her hands are too big, or her feet are too small or too big, or, you know, jive
smell
that
right
stuff. And I'm sure ladies have
wait
their
a
own
minute, hold
system.
On, hold on.
I'm not,
hold on.
Women,
I'm sorry. Hold
women
on.
Are totally women are totally we rate, and we know we do. We not will never
right.
say that we know because we
how
know.
How do
we
you
do.
How do you rate this? Do
right.
tell.
That's what I'm interested in.
Me, first of all, I'm looking at how a man is dressed. If you not even dress the part that I feel that you need to have when you approach me, I really don't have a whole lot for you. You
hold
can
up.
Tell if a man
what about
is that work.
When I'm having that just all boy day. I'm just. But I'm cute.
Coming from the gym.
Let me put it like let me put it like this. From a basketball outfit to work clothes to no matter what you wear, everything in your closet will define a piece or a part of you, of your
right.
personality and your character in the way you dress and the way you carry yourself.
Right.
So what you have on will tell a lot about you as a person or how you feel. I'm a Leo. I'm sorry. I'm a Leo. So I need a person who is very into themselves, not, you know, conceited, but they care about how they look. They care about how they carry themselves. They care about how they're, you know, making
someone
sure that the details are done. Your hair is done.
Someone who's confident.
Yeah, your nails are clean.
Right.
Yes, your confidence has to be
right.
there. That confidence draws me into you. But
you're
then
not judging
my,
the book by its cover.
Okay,
and you shouldn't.
Right, so,
and you shouldn't.
Here's my thing. Here's the other thing, since we're all adults, and now let me take a sip of this here rum real quick. No, I'm just kidding. so you just met me. We have a nice conversation. We talk. You like the way I'm dressed. Everything is cool, blah, blah, blah. Tomorrow comes. We talk. Everything is cool, blah, blah, blah. Day after comes, and we decide that we want to explore, and we do. But I'm having a bad day. You know, work was hard. I didn't eat breakfast, missed lunch. And I can't give you 120% as usual. So I'll fall a little short. Do we get a second chance, Lady Trees?
You're not gonna fall short like that. See, basically, okay, we meet. If you even get past the into the second meeting with me, you're all good. But you're always on rating. Even a month later, 2 months later, you are
still on
that
you
rating
said
scale.
Right. I'm always on rating.
Yes.
Right.
Oh.
You know why? I say that. I'm going to put it like this. Hold on. Wait,
see.
Before y'all start in on me. Hold on. Hold on. See, this is why,
Just a second. Hold on. Let me see. Lady Teresa and I were talking, and she said, that
I'm here.
I was talking about, you were talking about the second chance.
Right.
Every fella falls short. Every fella falls short. And we're about out of time. So, Tree, just a question. He has a bad night. Your hair wasn't blown out of the socket. So, do you give him a second chance?
If he's worthy of my time, I'll give him a second chance. You know, depending on how things fall out, how things play out. You know, I think that everybody deserves a second chance. But if I find him worthy of my time, then yeah, I will give him a second chance. But I mean, I can't give a person 3 and 4 and 5 times. So I go, why? I give a point. You're not interested. You know what I mean?
Said,
I don't want to waste my time here.
Let me wrap it. She said, don't waste your time. Bring it, go big or go home. Listen, everyone, I appreciate you. I thank you for being with us today. I loved our conversation. It was incredible. Raise your glasses, bottoms to the top. Remember, every thought is grand. Every idea is warranted. And for every step you make and every adventure you take, may they always be on point.
On point.
I'm